Cue theme music. And here's part two of my interview with Carly Schuler. We're talking about the future of the textbook, but in this piece, about 10 minutes long, we ended up talking about mobile learning and the power of the cell phone, or the potential of the cell phone to change the modern classroom. Here it is.
Moving away from interactive whiteboards for a second, before we get into the text, what's happening with textbooks discussion, what other, if I were to walk into a typical classroom other than an interactive whiteboard, what other technologies would I see? Is there, particularly focusing in on computers, is there one computer? Is there one computer per student? What does it look like in Canada?
Well, it varies. It varies, you know, it varies from school division to school division. It varies from school to school. It'll vary even from classroom to classroom.
Yeah.
If you walk into a math class, you may see a bunch of graphing calculators, which you probably won't see in an English language arts class.
Right.
You may walk into some classrooms where they have it's called a CAL, Computers on Wheels.
Exactly.
So every kid, you know, they have this laptop bucket that they can bring into this classroom today and that classroom tomorrow. The state of Maine in the States has a one-to-one laptop initiative. So every kid, I think it's from grade 7 to 12, gets their own laptop. There are some one-to-one initiatives in Canada, but that's in pockets. It's not universal. You're going to see something different. And this, of course, is the big challenge of education, is that because of what it is and how learning happens and how teaching works, you're going to see something different in every room you walk into.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you'll see some one-to-ones, and some you'll see a computer attached to a projector, and some you'll see an interactive whiteboard, and some you'll see just one computer at the back of the room, and some you'll see a bank of computers at the back of the room. There may be 6, 7, or 8, but not for a whole class. I don't think you could say it's universally one way or the other anywhere in the country.
Okay. And what about then, I mean, it's such a challenge because talking about supplements to traditional textbooks, how would one go about figuring out what to offer if we don't know what the scenario is? Do you know what teachers are currently, you know, a lot of textbooks nowadays already have, you know, a corresponding website or some sort of corresponding digital media that students can access online. Do you know if teachers are using those kinds of resources and how?
Yeah, well, definitely. There are teachers, you know, if the resource is available, the teacher will make use of it. To what degree and what depth they'll pursue that resource will vary from teacher to teacher and their comfort with the technology and how well the fit is of the resource to what they're teaching.
Yeah, absolutely. So just on this topic, so we've talked about interactive whiteboards, we've talked about graphing calculators, we've talked about computers. Any other technologies that you're seeing more and more of in the classroom in Canada? Cell phones. So tell me about that. Are you talking about cell phones that students use in their everyday lives, or cell phones purchased by the teacher or administrator specifically for the classroom?
Well, it's a very controversial subject right now, cell phones, because the first reaction to the cell phone was not in the classroom, anywhere
but.
Some schools even said not in the school. The thing is, the modern cell phone has more computing power than the computer that put the first man on the moon.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about glitzy stuff like Blackberries or iPhones or anything like that. I mean like the base model cell phone. So your ordinary cell phone today can do easy 4 things. You can talk with it. You can send a text message with it. You can take a picture with it, send it off. And you can take video with it, send that off. And that's pretty much, there's no cell phone made today that doesn't do those 4 things. I mean, maybe one does. But most cell phones can do all those things. So that's a bit of a game changer. And then it's like I said, like we need to start coming up with new metaphors. So for me, the traditional classroom occurred in a fixed space at a fixed time. And learning happens in that fixed time and in that fixed space. So with a lot of the digital tools that are becoming available now, like for a museum, take a museum for example. And a museum is a place where you learn and you have to be in that space but you don't have to be there at the same time as everybody else.
Yeah.
Something like, well, Skype, what we're doing now. Yeah. Skype, you have to be in the same time, but you don't need to be in the same space.
Right.
Then there are tools that move us beyond both time and space. I don't have to be at the same time, and I don't have to be at the same space. Mm-hmm. Things like blogs, podcasts, wikis, Google Docs. Google Docs is interesting because it could actually live in all of those places.
Yeah.
Or Zoho Docs is another one. Same thing. So now with cell phones mean are tools that we can use that most kids have. And it's not nearly as expensive as a one-to-one laptop initiative.
Yeah.
And they're with them wherever they go.
Mm-hmm.
So in a workshop that, well, we were doing this, preparing for this mobile learning conference that's coming up next month.
Yeah.
And we've done a couple of talks about mobile learning since then. And so one of the, you know, we started off by saying, you know what? Good science is good questions.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, good teaching is good questions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stop to think, what's the best question you ever asked
mm-hmm.
a student?
Mm-hmm.
Or what was the best question that was ever asked of you by a student or by one of your teachers, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it was a really good question, the conversation started, and when the class ended, the conversation didn't.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
As kids were walking out the door, they were still talking about it. They carried it through the halls. Maybe they come back to class the next day, and they've been talking about it nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we capture the thoughts and experiences of the kids as they're learning, which does mm-hmm. not happen in fixed times and spaces? That's not what learning really looks like. It's messy.
Yeah.
It happens
yeah.
anytime, anywhere. But with their cell phone, maybe they can start capturing some of those moments.
Yeah.
Like if I'm going to go on a field trip, and let's mm-hmm. say, like I took my little girls to the zoo in the fall.
Yeah.
And these biology classes pile off the bus. I didn't know it was biology classes. A bunch of kids pile off the bus, and they're all over the zoo, these high school kids. And so I stopped and I said, so what are you guys doing? I said, well, this is our grade 12 biology, and we have these things we have to run around and identify. And I was like, well, that's interesting. It's kind of a neat field trip. But what mm-hmm. if the teacher thought about it differently? What if the teacher said, I'm not giving you any papers to take with you? Bring your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to take pictures of these are the kinds of animals you're looking for. Find examples of that. Capture their image. Capture a recording of their audio.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to capture a little video of what they look like, maybe interacting with each other or interacting with you. If
yeah.
there's a note that you want to capture, you can use the text feature of your phone to capture that. Have it all aggregated in one online space. And then your homework that night will be to prepare a presentation on models for each of these types of animals, let's say three different types.
Yeah.
And I want you to do that in groups of three.
Yeah, yeah, listen, you know how much I agree with you on this one. We could go on and on about the benefits of something like that. So I think it's a great, great point, and I hope that how widespread would you say using students' cell phones is in Canadian classrooms now? Is it pretty?
Not classrooms. Kids, I'd say over 90% of kids have cell phones.
Uh-huh. But what about teachers doing lessons like the one you're talking about in or out of the classroom, but as part of their curriculum?
I'd say they're in a minority.
Minority, yeah.
I would say they're
yeah.
very much in a minority.
Yeah, for sure.
But I would also anticipate that would likely start to change
mm-hmm.
Over the next several years. Are you familiar with the Horizon
yeah.
Report? Have you ever read the Horizon Report
yeah.
by the National Media Consortium?
Yeah.
Okay, so last
mm-hmm.
year, right, they had mobile computing, I think, was on the 1-2-year horizon, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think it made it into this year's Horizon Report at all because it's different technologies that they're looking at.
Right.
You know, if we were to do like a horizon, where will cell phones be in you know, the 4-5-year horizon,
they'll uh-huh.
probably be far more widely dispersed in classrooms. As
yeah,
teachers
totally.
Have
yeah.
more, you know, more examples and models and metaphors
mm-hmm.
for how this tool can be used in a meaningful educational context.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree.
Cue theme music.